Chris Bachman hanging out with Breckenridge head coach Chris Robinson. And Chris,
what's the school been like on your first ever playoff run?
It's been pretty exciting. The community's really gotten on board. And they're just excited. We're excited. Kids are really ready to go.
What has this ride been like for your school, kids, and the community? And how long have you been here? What's it like to witness this change?
Well, I've been here for 10 years, coaching for five, and the last 2 years, I see it as a result of hard work and dedication in the weight room. Kids are really committed to getting better, and it's shown on Friday nights.
And we saw you guys play earlier this year, and wow, I was just very, very impressed with Kenyon's story up front. What's it been like being able to coach him?
He's been his third year with us. He's grown every year. He's gotten to be a pretty decent ball player. He fires hard off the ball. He's got a great attitude, great work ethic. We'll definitely miss him next year.
And who are some of the other leaders on this team besides Kenyon?
Let's start with our offensive backfield, Carter Staley. He's a third-year junior for me. Throws the ball pretty effectively, runs the ball really hard. He runs a veer for us great. Hunter Collins behind him. He's elusive. He's slippery. He's a big kid. And then we've got wingbacks in Lucas Ebright and Caleb Hurt that are they'll score. They could score anytime they get their ball in their hand. On the defensive side of the ball, Hunter Smith, he's 270 pounds, runs a 4.9 40. And our Mike linebacker, and this is his first year he's played, dynamic player. And then obviously Kenyon, defensive end.
And I'm sure you're familiar with the Gruden grinder from Monday Night Football. John Gruden just kind of picks that guy that maybe doesn't have his name called, doing some work, maybe just in practice, maybe doesn't get into games a whole lot. Who would be that Gruden grinder on this team?
You know, our Gruden grinder is going to be tackle to tackle on the offensive side of the ball. Our offensive line, they're very good. They're very big. They move well. They don't get a lot of love, but they should.
When it comes to this particular group of kids, what's your favorite part about coaching them, and what's your least favorite part about coaching them?
These guys always have something to say. they're an interesting group of characters. And so that I'd say that's both. That's good and bad. Sometimes they really drive you nuts, but other times you really appreciate what they bring to the team. But, I mean, when we break down the huddles, we say 1, 2, 3 Huskies, 4, 5, 6 family. And that's kind of what we're all about. We can't stand each other sometimes. But when you spend as much time as we do together, that happens. And so I think we respect and appreciate everybody on the team.
When it comes to high school football, high school sports, I always like asking coaches this question. What have kids learned playing football this year in the last couple of years? The stuff that they're not going to be able to learn in the classroom that they're going to take through the rest of their lives.
The big one for me is what they hope the kids learn is perseverance. Just when things get hard, how do you change that? How do you adapt to it? What do you do to overcome? And this group of kids especially, when things get hard, they really they get focused and they take care of business. And that's about the biggest life lesson you can get out of high school sports.
And what do you guys need to do to continue this deep run into the playoffs?
We need to take care of the ball. We need to make good decisions, take care of the ball, and just grind. We need to stay in front of the chains is a big one for us, and just grind out first downs, put together long, sustained drives. And that's kind of been what this team is able to do this year.
All right, Coach Robinson, appreciate it so much, man.
Thank you.